Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, tips for generating new and more sales leads, how to know if your business is ready to be franchised, and a small business finds another niche in online dating.
He's in the paint, down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up, and nothing but net! The crowd goes wild!
Hey, Greg, waiting on your PC again.
Yep, want a front row seat to the big game?
No, I'm good.
A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new, powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at dell.com/business.
All right, we'll start with this. Tips to keep your sales pipeline full from allbusiness.com. They're from Reva Lazansky, CEO of Grow Biz Media, a media and custom content company focusing on small business and entrepreneurship. She says, number one, ramp up the phone calls. She says, too many businesses hide their phone numbers on their website. Should be top of every page. Number two, ask for the action, whether it's shop now, call for a quote, or make an appointment. Number three, tap into satisfied customers. Set up a system for gathering referrals. Number four, she says, use local search. Does your business rely on a local customer base? Being listed on local search directories can generate more leads. Number five, make it easy to call you. If your business website is mobile friendly, you must have a click-to-call button for customers. Number six, try pay-per-click advertising. Visit Google AdWords and Bing to learn more about how to advertise online for more leads. Number seven, get social. She says more than two-thirds of marketers who spend at least 6 hours a week promoting their business on social media like Facebook say they generate leads that way. And number eight, use content marketing, information that educates your prospects about things like how to do something better is today's hottest marketing. Content can range from a blog post or Instagram photo to an online video. Again, tips from Reva Lisansky, CEO of Grow Biz Media, on the site allbusiness.com. Is your small business going gangbusters? Would you like to expand? Have you considered franchising it? Mark Siebert is CEO of the consulting firm iFranchise, which offers franchising guidance. Mark, how do you know if your business is worth franchising?
Well, what we look for is really three things to determine whether or not a business is franchisable. The first is we look for whether or not a business can be sold as a franchise. So we're looking for things like the credibility of the business owner and the business itself. We're looking at the sizzle factor, if you will, for a particular business, the uniqueness of a business, whether or not it's gotten inquiries from individuals who are asking about franchises. Those things sort of let us know whether a business can be sold. And you know, an average startup franchisor, and these are some sort of dated statistics, but they'll sell 9 franchises in the first year, a median number of 4. So it's not like you're going to sell hundreds, but we want to know, is it saleable?
Yeah.
The second thing we want to know is it able to be duplicated? So we're looking for things like teachability, transferability, systemization. Have they developed some systems that allow it to work from one place to the next? And the third thing we look for is really a mutual level of return on investment. The franchisor is going to be taking a royalty off the top of the franchisee's business. So the franchisor is going to make money, and we need to make sure that after that money is taken off the top, that a franchisee is still making a good return on their investment.
Can you put in perspective, I guess, the popularity or lack of popularity in the of franchising in the current climate?
Franchising, frankly, is been booming for the last 4 or 5 years. Ever since sort of the tail end of the recession, when financing started to open back up, it is, you know, frankly, there are more and more people every year that are looking to get into small businesses and looking to get out from underneath the sort of the corporate structure and the corporate paradigm that has been out there for so many years. So we're at a really an all-time high in terms of the number of companies that are franchising and the number of people that are buying franchises.
Interesting. Who's buying these days? Who wants to own like an individual franchise?
Well, the franchisees are getting more and more sophisticated, frankly. With everything that's going on with the information on the internet, people have gotten so much more sophisticated, and so we're seeing more and more young people getting into franchising. But for the larger franchises, where you need to have some kind of accumulated net worth to be able to do it, it usually is people that are 30 to 50 years old.
Yeah. We're speaking with Mark Siebert. He's the CEO of iFranchise Group. He's also got a book out called Franchise Your Business, The Guide to Employing the Greatest Growth Strategy Ever. Why is it, by the way, the greatest growth strategy ever?
Well, because you really are able to capitalize on other people's money without giving up equity. You know, so many people who try to grow through corporate operations end up having to give up equity to partners or to outside investors. But with franchising, you keep everything. And one of the stories I like to tell is the story of John Leonisio, who he was the founder of Massage Envy. They came to us when they had one location that had been open for less than a year, and they began franchising it. Massage Envy today has 1,200 plus locations. It was sold to a private equity firm for, most recently, hundreds of millions of dollars. And it was basically a one-unit operation that, in the course of 10 years, has grown from a net worth of under $1 million to hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't think there's anything that could rival that kind of growth potential.
Wow. Is this a path that, say, young college grads should pursue, like buying into a franchise of some kind? We see these kids kind of with the skills that don't match the demands today of employers and all this loan debt and stuff. I mean, do you recommend that?
Well, I think that anybody considering buying a franchise, anybody's considering buying a franchise is well advised to make sure that they understand what their level of risk is and what they can, what their skill sets are and what they want to do with the rest of their lives. Whether it's a young college grad or somebody else. The real focus, what we do, is really on trying to help companies that are sort of small businesses that want to be the next McDonald's. And those are the folks that we see the most, is the people that have already built something and now want to expand it.
Got it. So if your business is in trouble, we're not turning to a guy like you, for example.
No, you wouldn't turn to me. Yeah. We start by looking for somebody who's got a successful operation that is ready for expansion, but they're short of capital to do it.
And what are the popular ones these days? Are they service industries? Are they geared toward all these baby boomers retiring? What's trendy?
In terms of trending operations, there's always new food service operations. So right now, the fast serve made to order pizza is a very hot trend. Some of the Mediterranean cuisine is very hot. Services for seniors is very hot. Healthcare is very hot. But really, any business model that is being successful, fitness is the other hot category. But any business model that is being successful, though, it doesn't really matter whether that category is hot. It's whether or not the business model itself is working well and providing a good return. And anything like that can be franchised.
Got it. Very good. General advice here is what, Mark, with regards to the franchise industry in general?
Well, I think the general advice is that if you think you have a business that might be franchisable, do your homework. I think that a book like mine would be a good starting place. We also, on our website at iFranchiseGroup.com, we offer a free 90-minute educational seminar on video that people can download that tells them a little bit about franchising. Make sure that you do your homework before you jump into it. Don't just go out and hire a lawyer and start selling franchises. You really need to make sure that the business model works. You need to make sure that the business decisions that you're making as a part of franchising your business are going to be the right business decisions, because you're going to live with them for 20 years. If you make a mistake on your royalty, for, you know, just a 1% mistake on the royalty that you're going to charge your franchisees, it could cost you tens of millions. So do the homework. Make sure you understand what's involved in franchising before you jump in. And make sure that if you can at all afford to, then hire professionals who understand the business when you're first getting into it.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Siebert, CEO, again, of the consulting firm iFranchise. Coming up next, another example of not reinventing the wheel just to find your entrepreneurial niche.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda next-gen firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Guess who's dabbling in internet-based romance? Grandma and Grandpa. The Wall Street Journal says among adults ages 55 to 64, online dating use has doubled since 2013. But on Stitch.net, a social network and dating sites for adults older than 50, eligible singles are more traditional than their younger peers. Here's another example of a small business finding a niche. Chief Executive Andrew Dowling says Stitch is not about the casual hookup. It's about romance. And he says one quarter of Stitch's members are over the age of 70. Mr. Dowling says these adults are an attractive target for business because their population is growing and they're responsible for a larger than average share of personal spending. His company makes money, by the way, with a membership fee. Meanwhile, creating a social network for seniors comes with a unique set of challenges. The developers at Stitch were asked to build a site that could be seen by folks with weak vision. They used large font and high contrast colors. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, whether it's, say, iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.